Hello, my name's Stuart Bertram. I'm a senior manager here on the Control Risk Cyber Threat Intelligence team. I'm joined by Oliver Robinson, who's our expert on cybercrime. And the topic of today's podcast is mobile malware. Hello, Oliver.
Hello.
So could you tell us about how the threat has changed in regards to mobile malware over the last 18 months to a year?
I'd say the threat to companies from mobile malware has increased quite significantly within the last 18 months or so. So the targeting of mobile devices with malware is now a key activity of cyber criminals in order to spread malware. And the amount of mobile malware variants in existence has increased quite significantly in the last 18 months. So when I talk about mobile malware, I'm talking about a number of distinct threats, ranging from low-level threats such as malicious applications that enable threat actors to initiate calls to premium rate numbers, all the way up to more malicious threats such as e-banking malware variants, ransomware such as SimBlocker, for example, and malware that's able to harvest user data from user phones such as phone lists.
Oliver, it sounds to me that what you're saying is there's been a big increase in the threat for mobile malware over the last year to 18 months. What's driven this trend?
So first of all, there have been massive increases in the use of mobile devices around the world. And similarly, there have been massive increases in the use of corporate bring-your-own-device solutions. So more data is essentially stored on phones, which is an attractive commodity to cyber criminals, and we're seeing the continued rise in mobile banking applications as well. Additionally, the vulnerability of the Android operating system, which is by far the most popular operating system for mobile devices around the world, is a key driver for increased mobile malware variants. So Android is based on open source architecture, which essentially means that it's quite easy to develop an Android application and use this to spread malicious software and easily infect users around the world.
Do you think the security around Androids is improving any, or is it just as bad as it was when it first sort of came out?
So the security of Android has always been fairly poor based on, as I've said, the open source architecture. I don't think it's got any better despite slight improvements in mobile antivirus solutions. So the increased use of the Android operating system has essentially driven cyber criminals to target it more often.
How are mobile devices typically infected? I think people have a good understanding of how a computer is infected, you know, spear phishing emails, malicious websites, things like that. But what about mobile devices? How are they typically infected by malicious actors?
Yeah, so typically mobile devices are infected via a number of standard methods that also apply to desktop devices. So I'm talking there about things like spam emails, drive-by downloads, malvertising when advertising networks online are compromised to serve malware, and also cross-platform malware. So this is malware that's able to cross from desktop devices to mobile devices via USB connections. There are also a number of mobile-specific infection vectors, so I'm talking there about malicious applications that are developed and propagated. And I'm talking about hardware compromise, both at the manufacturing and the software supplier level. Additionally, throughout 2015, a number of vulnerabilities that affect the Android operating system have come to light. So I'm talking there about the stage fright and the wormhole vulnerability. And these enabled the infection of hundreds of thousands of users around the world with malware, with little or no action on the part of the user.
Okay, so it sounds to me Android is a prime target really for cyber criminals within this space. But is it just Android devices that are being targeted?
I'd say it's primarily Android devices that are being targeted based on the dominant global market share for Android devices in comparison to Apple devices. However, Apple devices are increasingly being targeted based on their use by affluent individuals and corporate individuals as well, which means there's more attractive data to kind of go after on the part of cyber criminals.
What kind of top three pieces of advice could you give to a company dealing with the threat from mobile malware, in your expert opinion?
First of all, I'd advise companies to take the threat from mobile malware seriously. Secondly, I'd advise them to conduct due diligence on their suppliers of corporate bring-your-own-device solutions. And thirdly, there are a number of kind of generic bring-your-own-device mitigation strategies that can be used. So at a basic level, I'm talking about user education. So educating users of bring-your-own-device solutions, with regards to the type of data that should be stored on devices and the activity that should be conducted on devices themselves. I'm also talking about the use of mobile management device services, and these enable the remote patch management of corporate devices. And also, companies should consider container applications. So a container application is a secure environment on a mobile device where sensitive data can be protected and corporate policies with regards to data retention can be enforced.
Okay, Oliver, thank you very much. That's an interesting look at the unfortunately growing world of malware and how it affects the downstream user. Oliver, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for listening to this Control Risk podcast.